Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Brazil, Australia, my Lord, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. And we want to take a moment and present to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Groups Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has chosen for the time as this to lead a whole brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise Awakening. And to God be the glory. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless you. And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. It is such a privilege to be on the blog line with a focus on giving God 1,000 thank yous individually and collectively over 2 billion praises, if not more, going up per night. I tell you, we're in the midst of a new awakening. And when I think about the new awakening, it is a spiritual shift, a spiritual shift away from the give me approach to God. Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that, to the thank you approach. Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for saving me. And so many other reasons to thank him. It's a spiritual shift now. We are in the process, and even now and before, the Lord through us, the Lord, is shifting the whole world into saying, thank you, Lord, thank you. We found out you can praise your way to a miracle. Oh, my God. And when I think about saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thanking him 1,000 times, that's what this new spiritual shift is based on for the new awakening. We're challenging people all over the world to thank God 1,000 times. Why? What benefits will you get from thanking God 1,000 times? I want to ask you again, why? Why would you thank him 1,000 times? What benefits will you get from thanking God 1,000 times? I believe the Lord revealed it to me. Number one, the Holy Ghost showed me that when you thank him 1,000 times, it helps to focus your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. See, we are beings of the flesh. That's why we can't normally do God's divine will and rather do his permissive will, because we are flesh, and the flesh is always going against the spirit. See, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so anything that will help us focus our minds on the spiritual rather than the flesh, we ought to welcome that. And that's what that thank you. See, it will help you focus your mind on the Lord, the spiritual, rather than what's going on in your in the natural. And you need that. Remember, and I'm saying this because many years ago in the old church, and this is why I believe that God has taken us back to the old church, because of this, thank you. That's the way they used to thank him in the old church. That's the way they used to receive the Holy Ghost in the old church. One of the saints would get on one side of the people of a person and say, thank you. And the other one on the other side would be saying, give up, or hold on. But anyway, in this new awakening, we're going back there to thanking, thank you. It focuses your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. The second thing the Holy Ghost said, he told me what you get are benefits that you get from thanking God like this. Secondly, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. See, I've been telling y'all that the Lord attends praise parties. He doesn't go to pity parties. He knows the praise part is. And if you get that thank you, thank you, thank you in your heart and start thanking him like that, it will usher in the presence of the Lord. He will come to your party, which is a praise party, and his presence will be all in the room. My old pastor, Dr. S. C. Mitchell, I keep telling y'all, he used to tell us, a little praise can take you to heaven, but a whole lot of praise will bring heaven to you. You can get a little praise going and thank him from your heart, and before you know it, you'll feel like you're in heaven, thanking God. Oh, the presence of God will be around you. But I tell you what, if you ever get to Can't Help Us and you just give God that crazy thank yous and can't help it and just keep on praising, he'll stop and say what you want. Heaven will come to you. Amen. Then the third thing it does, it positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. I know for myself, because God gave me the vision of this thousand thank yous. I was on my way from Florida back to Texas at that time, Dallas, Fort Worth. And I was on the plane and said, Lord, you've been so good. I'd done some concerts, and God blessed me so. I said, you've been so good. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And I lit my seat back, trying to go to sleep. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I said, Lord, I don't know how to do that. I've never done it before. I don't know how to thank you 1,000 times, but I'll try, since you said it. I turned my head toward the window on that plane, covered my mouth with my handkerchief, and started saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Before I knew it, the Holy Ghost started coming in. I thanked him 100 times, then 200 times, then 300, 400, 500 times. I got so full, I didn't want to shout all over that plane. See, it is true. The more you thank him, the more he will bless you. That is true. When you thank him from your heart, yeah, you'll want to shout everywhere. Because the Holy Ghost and the presence of the Lord, through the Holy Ghost, will come in the room. See, I'm just thinking about him now. I can't hardly hold it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. I feel his presence in the room. It comes when you thank him from your heart. Amen. The anointing will come into the room. And then the fourth thing it told me it will do, not only does it help you to focus your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural, not only will it usher in the presence of the Lord, not only will it position you. Well, that's the third thing. It positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. That's the third thing. Yeah, he'll give you a miracle. I got a miracle that day. And it positioned you. Be when I thanked him to receive that miracle. And the Lord came in my praise party and did some things for me that I never expected. It was a miracle. A miracle is something that only God can do for you. And he made a way out of no way. But the fourth thing is this. Now, it not only focuses your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. It not only ushers in the presence of the Lord. It not only positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. But the fourth thing, it encourages others who hear you praise the Lord like that to give God more praise. Yeah. That's what's happening around the world now. They've heard us giving God the 1,000 thank yous. We taught people in Africa. We taught them in India. We taught them in Russia, in Spain, in Portugal, in France, in England, everywhere you can name. We've been teaching people how, glory, 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 how to give God 1,000 thank yous. It is possible. All you need is about 15, 20 minutes. You can thank him 1,000 times. He deserves it. What Christian, what person who is part of his family, what person is a part of his bride would be so jealous of God that they wouldn't want to see God get 1,000 thank yous? I mean, I'm trying to lead people all over the world. Why don't you lead people in your village, in your church, in your community? Why don't you help lead people where you are into giving God 1,000 thank yous? You position yourself to receive a miracle. You'll usher in the presence of the Lord. You'll focus your mind will become focused on the Lord, rather the spiritual rather than the natural. And you will encourage others who hear you to give God more praise. I tell you, that would be phenomenal. I'm going to start thanking him in just a moment. I want you to make a request to the Lord, whatever you want to ask him. And when you ask him this request, then I'm going to pray, and then we're going to thank him. Now, part of our format is not only do we thank him 1,000 times, and over 2 billion praises going up tonight worldwide. But another thing we do is we get up out of our seats at a certain point in this praise session, and we walk around our houses thanking God through our house, and also rebuking the enemy and pleading the blood of Jesus. It's a wonderful experience. I want you to go with us tonight around your house, pleading the blood of Jesus and thanking God. All right. Make your request known unto him, and I'll be back in just a minute here. Okay? God bless you. Here's some music. 25 seconds. Go ahead. God bless you. Let's praise him. I'm going to pray first, and then we'll praise him. Heavenly Father, oh, glory, I praise your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for hearing every one of these requests. God, I'm claiming miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Bless these folks bountifully. Let your Shekinah glory fall on them. Even shake the chunk tree up in heaven and let chunks of financial blessings fall on these people who come to give you 1,000 thank yous. God, worldwide, in every nation, in every continent, in every city, people are grabbing this, thanking you 1,000 times, oh, because you deserve the praise. Surely you let our hearts beat 1,000 times last night. And if we give you one praise for every time, you spare our life and let our hearts beat 1,000 times or one more time, we will owe you another praise. That's what I'm trying to say. And we do praise you. Thank you for all these requests made. We claim them done. Yeah, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And God, I'm speaking life to every one of these prayer requests, that you will grant these prayer requests and give life. Amen. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy that's trying to sift somebody like wheat. Don't let it happen, Lord, in Jesus' name. Turn their hearts toward you in the name of Jesus. Don't let the devil manipulate them in Jesus' name. And God, give them a desire to do more for you and to be closer to you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And God, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you adoration. Oh, glory, I feel your presence in the room even before we get started. Oh, I feel your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, we pray. And let's go to thanking God 1,000 times. You want a miracle? Take about 15 to 20 minutes and help us thank him 1,000 times and see what the Lord does for you. He's God. He's the blesser. I don't know what he's going to do, but I believe by faith that if you thank him in advance for your request being made unto him, that God will hear that request, or he heard it and will grant it. Let's thank him now for it. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm inviting all of you whose lines are open, only a few,
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just thank you for being here. You want to write me, Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless all of you. I heard the Lord say something. I'm trying to get it. Just hold on just a minute. Some of y'all thank him just for a moment here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Many of you in a great way.
Amen.
And there will be many who will be like the five foolish virgins who wouldn't participate when the Lord told them to. And they will be left out because they didn't have any oil in their lamps. And then we try to get you to give them 1,000 thank yous. And I want you to get the explanation on your lips when people ask you, how did that happen? How did you get that? Oh, my God, how did that happen? Just tell them, I thanked him. I thanked the Lord 1,000 times. I want you to help me get that all over the world. When they ask you how the blessing came, I want us all to be with one accord. I want us all to say the same thing. How did you get the blessing? I thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. Amen. I thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. I want you to have it on your lips when they're going to ask you, girl, how did it happen? What happened? How did the Lord bless you like that? What are you going to say? I thank the Lord 1,000. I learned to thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. I thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. Amen. We're going to have the same testimony. If the news media asked me, how did it happen? What happened? I learned to thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. He deserves the praise. I thank him 1,000 times a night. And I'll give my testimony about how I was on the plane and what the new awakening is all about, a spiritual shift from the give me mode to the thank you mode. How did it happen? I thanked the Lord 1,000 times a night. What? Yes, I did. Amen. You see, who's going to get the glory? God's going to get the glory. Yeah. When they ask you how you got your blood, I thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. He's going to get glory from that. The other people are going to start thanking him 1,000 times. Thank you. It's all over the world now, but it's going to start getting on the world like you have never seen ever in the history of the world. People are going to be thanking God like never before in the history of the world. Watch it. Write it down. I don't know how old you are. How old are you? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90? In your 90 years, you will have never seen people praising God like they're going to praise God. If y'all would just listen to me, what would be your explanation for how God bless you? I thank the Lord a thousand times tonight. Some of them going to thank him 2,000, some 5, some 10. But it's going to create praise. You think we haven't praised now? It's going to create praise all over the world like you have never witnessed before in your entire 50, 70 years, 60 years, 80 years, 90 years, in your entire life. Yeah, yeah, it's going to do it. Get the testimony ready. How did it happen to you? I thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. What? I'm sure they did. I thanked him 1,000 times a night. Why don't you join me? Get on the blog live with us and help us thank him 1,000. They're doing it all in India. They're doing it in Africa. They're doing it all in England, all in Russia, all in France. Everywhere I can name, girl, they're doing it all over the world. My God. I thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. That's your explanation. When they ask you how it happened, you just tell them, I thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. All right, God bless you. We're going to be with one accord, and it's going to be saying it all over the country. How did it happen? We thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. I'm about to finish here tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. God bless all of you. We love you, and we appreciate your presence. I approach you all like a lamb coming to shepherdess. Amen. As humbly as I know how, I approach you. But use that, if you would. Let's be with one accord. How did you get blessed like that, brother or girl? How did you get blessed like that? You know how I really did. And the Lord did it because I thanked him 1,000 times a night. What? Yes, I did. I gave him 1,000 thank yous a night. And before I knew it, God had dumped on me. Amen. Let's be one accord. May God bless you. And thank God for what he's done on this blog line. Anybody who has any type of spirituality wouldn't want to fight it, because you can see God is doing this. It's totally against what the devil is trying to do. He was up in heaven trying to stop the praise unto God. It got jealous because people were praising God. Said, y'all ought to be praising me. I'm beautiful. I got the voice to sing. I'm the one who y'all ought to be praising. Trying to stop the praise. Got kicked out of heaven, and now he has come down here, and he's trying to stop the praise down here. But we're going to tell the world, how did you get blessed? I thank the Lord 1,000 times a night. It's going to cause that last thing I told you what it would do. It would encourage others who hear you thanking him like this to also join in and thank him too. We got at least a couple million people. Out of 90 million people, we got even more than that, but I'm just trying to put it on your level so you'll believe it. Give us a station identification. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen? Can you take a moment and give us a station identification? Tell us who all we reaching, who all is listening. And this is not our stats. These are the stats of the blog line, of blog radio. Amen. Are you there? All right. God bless you. Maybe she's gone already.
Praise him, yes. I was moving from one room, our studio, to the other. Yes, sir. We are here. And we do out of the presence of the Lord. Yes, we're broadcasting live from the DJN Network, Dr. Bernard Johnson Network, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. More than 90 million listeners. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Malaysia, Pakistan. My God, the Virgin Isles, make you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. And we give God the praise. Thank God for you, our international chief ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world with the whole brand new spiritual awakening, where, my God, is changing lives. People are being delivered and set free by the power of God. And we want to thank you for the excellent job you're doing, and keep on doing what you do, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. You know, whatever God's doing this season, I'm asking him, don't know about me. Now, yes, we started with three. We're over 90 million listeners. And some of y'all who were just trying to, you know, we got crowd mentality everywhere. They don't want you to go up. They want to see you fall. They want to see you come down. Amen. They want to challenge you, et cetera. How can you have 90 million listeners? I don't know. God did it. I didn't do it. And, well, where are they? Well, you listen to TV, and there's several million people listening to this Academy Awards and everything else. Ask them, where are they listeners? You don't hear them in their living room, do you? But they're there. They are there. Amen. So you don't normally hear the people that are listening to you, but they're listening, and they are there being blessed, bountifully blessed. So just praise God for it. Just praise God for it. Now, who gave me that explanation? The Lord gave it to me. I didn't even understand it until he told me to tell the people what's happening with these other. When the world says they got 50 million listeners, y'all don't doubt them. Why would you doubt the Lord? The Lord has blessed us with over 90 million listeners. Not bragging or nothing. I'm just trying to get you to see. Why would you come against God's work when you haven't come against the devil's work? I mean, why would you try to knock it? Why would you try to go against it? And let me tell you something. You're going to get yourself in trouble. Yeah, because God has his hand on this. I don't even know why I'm going this way. I guess I do know. The Holy Ghost is leading me. Yeah. You're going to get yourself in trouble. And before you know it, God will. Now, he may not do nothing to you, but he may just lift his hand, yeah, off of you. And that's what happened to, in the Job situation. Job hadn't done anything wrong. And the devil went to God and said, want to challenge God. And God said, have you considered Job? He said, I can't get to him. And what did God do? God didn't do nothing to Job. He just allowed in this contest, he just lifted his hand. And see, you're fooling with his anointed. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. And if you keep on, God may just lift his hand. What happened when God lifted his hand off of Job? Yeah, so many things, I don't even want to say them because I'm not trying to scare nobody. But you know what happened to his children, what happened to his property, what happened to his servants. And then the devil came back and said, let me touch him. I'm making curse you to you. And God lifted his hand again off of his body. And the devil put boils all over his body. See, don't mess with God's anointed and God's chosen. Because the Lord may just lift his hand. And before you know it, the enemy will be able to get to you. Lord, I thank you for keeping your hand on me. And I'm asking you, don't lift your hand in Jesus' name. God bless all of you. Amen. Just pray for us and keep encouraging us. Because we got enough discouragement from the enemy who doesn't want nothing that the Lord is doing to go forth. We're on the same team. You say, but I'm the Church of God in Christ. We're on the same team, but I'm Baptist. We're on the same team, but I'm Presbyterian. We're on the same team. I'm Lutheran. We're on the same team. I'm Apostolic. We're on the same team. We all worshiping the same God, Jehovah God. And we all believe in prayer. Prayer changes things. And we believe in praise. Praise to who? Not to Bernard Johnson, for sure, but praise unto Jehovah God. Praise unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's praise him together. Let's pray together. No matter what denomination you are, surely we can pray together. Walk together, children, in the name of Jesus. And let's praise him together. All right, now listen. June the 11th through the 14th, We're going to be in Jacksonville, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock. That's a part of Little Rock, just a little bit of north Little Rock up there. And we're going to have our convention. Come down for it. The Lord abundantly bless you. You'll come back with a vision like you've never had before. It's the testimony of many people who've been. Amen. June the 11th through the 14th. The hotel is called the Wingate in North Little Rock. The Wingate. Just call and tell them I want to be a part of the First Fruits block. The Wingate Hotel. W-Y-N-G-A-T-E. The Wingate. All right. We love you. Thank you. I want to invite you to that convention. It'll change your life forever. I'll be doing a concert down there on Saturday night. Amen. A soul winning concert. Oh, my God. And the Lord told me to tell, he said to me, he said, Bernard, the notes you play and have played for over all these years, he said, they're no longer notes now. I'm declaring this. I said, no longer notes. He said, yes. I said, what are they, Lord? He said, I'm declaring that these notes that you played for years are now healing tones. Healing tones. I don't mind you using what I say. I don't mind that. But don't plagiarize me. Don't play like it came from you. At least do me like you do Paul. Yeah. When you say, Paul said. When you say, Matthew said. Mark said. And especially like you say, and Jesus said. Yeah, don't plagiarize the people in the Bible. Don't plagiarize our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And please don't plagiarize me. At least give Jesus credit for what he said. At least give Mark and Paul and Luke and all of them credit for what they said. Amen. And if you don't mind, if the Lord needs you, give us credit for what we said, because it took us hours of spending time with the Lord to give what we got. Then just say, I heard Dr. Bernard Johnson say da-da-da. Amen. And do people who write books like that too. Don't look at the book and take what they say in the book as your quote, and you know you didn't write it. It's not your quote. It's a quote. They teach you in seminary, if you plagiarize people, they'll kick you out of school. Uh-huh. You can't even use your dissertation if you have plagiarized people. In other words, if you didn't give them the proper respect by telling that they wrote that, then they will kick you out of the seminary. Anybody knows that. So I don't mind you using anything I say. But at least say, I heard Dr. Bernard Johnson say it. Amen. It's only proper and it is only right. God bless you. I don't mean that boastful or arrogant. I'm just telling you what's right. Just telling you what's proper, as quoted by schools of theology. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. We'll be back tomorrow night. And if you want to join us on the prayer line in the morning, let me give that number. We're on there at 6 a.m. It's called First Fruits, because we get up and give God the first. Yeah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. Here's the number. Write it down. Get a pen. I'm just going to say it a couple of times. Get a pen. I'm trying to wait on you. Go get a pen. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Oh, God, bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out and they're coming in. Bless, 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 bless. Bless, bless, bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you ready? All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. The prayer line number is 712. 775-7085. Now let me get that to you again. 712. Come on, write a little faster. The next three numbers. 775. And then here comes four numbers. 7085. Mm-hmm. You got them. Now, you have to type in this code after you do that. With the code, is 936-0-8-5. 1-800-273-8005. And then, let me see. After you dial that first 712-775-7085, push pound. And then when you dial the code 936-005, amen, that'll put you in there. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We love you so much, and we're praying for you. Keep us in your prayers. God bless us. And you just know, I mean, if the Lord is blessing, will we leading people all over the world to thank God 1,000 times? If a man is doing that, do you think he needs your prayers? I mean, not afraid of nothing, not afraid of this or that. But do you think he would need your prayers? You have no idea. You have no idea. Yeah. If a man, if God is using a man somehow to start a prayer army all over the world where people are praying together from every denomination, do you think he would need your prayers? Oh my God, you have no idea. Yeah. Do you think the enemy would be praising God for that or be angry about it? I'm asking y'all to pray for me. Amen. Not afraid of nothing. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. But surely you can recognize that I need your prayers. Surely. Oh my God. If you don't think I need your prayers, then yeah, you need to go to God and ask, Lord, does he need that? I definitely need your prayers. Amen. So I covet your prayers. Prayers change things. Amen. The Lord said to Peter, Jesus said to Peter, see, I'm giving him credit, as we should properly do it. But the Lord said to Peter, Peter, Satan wishes to sift you as wheat. But may I insert this part here. But the only reason why he hadn't been able to do it, Peter, is because I have prayed for you, Peter. That's what Jesus told Peter. I have prayed for you.
Mm.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find that for y'all, because some of y'all, I want you to read that to authenticate it. Just a minute here. Oh, my God. Yeah. I believe it's over here. Uh-huh. Let me read it. That's in Luke, 22 and 31. In other words, Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 31st verse. And here's the Lord speaking. Don't plagiarize him. It's in red writing. You're supposed to say, the Lord said this. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, he's talking to Peter, behold, then he says, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Then the next verse, here's the 32nd verse. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith, or your faith, fails not. In other words, you won't fail in your faith. You won't stop believing in me, Simon Peter. That you won't adopt another foreign, you might say, religion that doesn't even believe in me. That you'll keep on believing in me. I'm praying that the enemy won't be able to sift you, to get you away from the gospel, get you away from a Bible believing and Bible teaching church. Yeah, because the enemy wishes to sift you as wheat. He doesn't want you to really believe in me, Jesus. He doesn't want you to believe in Jesus. He doesn't want you to stay in the faith, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Bible, believing in Bible teaching church. And then he says, and when thou art converted, and when you get converted, Peter, in other words, when I do this for you, when I change things for you and keep you, helps keep you in the faith, he says, strengthen thy brethren. In other words, help people, help your brothers and help your sisters. Help them get stronger. See, one of the things y'all fail to do, and this is a problem in the church, you get your faith strengthened and you on level 10 in your faith, but you left your brother and sister behind on level 1. No wonder they can't believe like you believe, because you leave them behind. I'm trying to help y'all come along as the Lord strengthens me. I'm trying to help y'all come along and have the same kind of faith. And if your faith is stronger than mine, I'm not going to get jealous. I'm thanking God for it. Amen. But we have to strengthen one another. See, it is the enemy that's got us fighting among each other. The Baptists fighting the Church of God in Christ. And y'all got the Holy Ghost too. The Church of God in Christ fighting y'all. The Methodists fighting the Church of God in Christ. And Methodists fighting the Apostolics. And the Apostolics fighting the Methodists. See, that's not God. God doesn't want us to fight each other. See, together we stand, and divided we fall. If we can't agree on doctrine, at least we can agree that Jesus Christ is real, and that we ought to praise the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we ought to worship him, and that we ought to learn how to pray together. We're not praying to a foreign God. We're not praying to an idol God. We're praying to Jehovah God. And since we're praying to the same God, let's join hands and pray together. Amen. That's what the convention is about down there in Jacksonville. You ought to come. Amen. We're joining hands together. And let me tell you something. I don't care how people get mad and want to criticize me and all that kind of stuff. One day, write this down. You will see that God's going to start filling stadiums across this world. I said it. God's going to start filling stadiums across this world. God's going to start filling stadiums across this world.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're going to be coming together. Not for denominationalism. They're going to be coming together to praise the Lord and to pray together. See, that's what God's people can believe in together. Prayer changes things. And we can praise him together. Amen. I know the devil's going to try to block it, but he can't block it because the battle has already been fought. Jehaziel stood up and said, "The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's." And only God can bring them together like that, and he's going to do it. What is your goal, Dr. Bernard Johnson? I have one main goal nowadays, not to lift me up, not that I can do this and do it. I have one main goal, although I have a lot of things I'm trying to do for the Lord, but one main goal. I want to make the name of Jesus hot again. You mean his name ain't hot? No, it's not hot. See, when Jesus was on the earth, he had disciples who obeyed him, etc. And the people came from miles and miles around, thousands and thousands of people. They were not coming to see the disciples. They were not coming to see them. They were coming to see Jesus. Where's Jesus? He can heal me. They heard he was coming to town, and they flocked in thousands to be healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. But see, nowadays we got the disciples all around the world who are taking the glory of God and pointing to themselves and making themselves hot so people can come to see them. But there was a time when they came to see Jesus. They weren't even studying the disciples. They were lucky to be around Jesus. They were studying. Jesus was the focal point. But nowadays you say this name, so-and-so is going to be in town. They flock to see him. So-and-so is going to be in town. They flock to see her. I don't want to call any names, but I think you can put some names there. So-and-so is going to be in town. They're flocking to see them. Jesus is going to be in town. You might find 12, 15, 50 people. Now, that is a learned experience. That is a taught experience. People have taught that experience of gathering people together, of drawing people off their names, not the name of Jesus. That's a taught experience. And if God gives me strength, if y'all pray for me, and God gives me strength, God's going to show me how to make the name of Jesus hot again. And we're going to see Jesus. We're going to say Jesus is going to be there. And they're going to come and pack out stadiums, not to see nobody else, not to see these speakers who ain't living like nothing. I said it, who ain't living like nothing.
Amen.
They're going to pack the stadium out to see Jesus. who is a perfect one. And he's going to be in the spirit realm, and people are going to be praising him like the world has never witnessed before. They're going to be going crazy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. They're going to be running all over the stadium. They're going to be shouting the name of Jesus. And they're not going to be shouting nobody else's name. They're going to be shouting the name of Jesus. And let me say this to you. I can't say this because no man knoweth. But that's a great platform for Jesus to come back upon. I mean, for Jesus to break through the sky with a stadium packed full of people who have come to see Jesus, and he breaks through the sky with his heavenly host. And the people in that stadium who are ready to meet him, caught up to meet him in the air. I just visualize it's going to be like that. People are going to be shouting and praising God like never before. You're going to see it come to pass. The world has never seen praise like this. It's going to be something, oh my God, something so spectacular that you even can't fathom how it's going to be like. When people are going to be praising God, you're going to forget about every disciple on this earth, and you're going to be thinking about only Jesus. And that's what I've been talking about on these thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, thank you, thank you. It will focus your mind on the spiritual, on Jesus, rather than the natural, on yourself. It will usher in the presence of the Lord. When they're praising God like never before, thank you, oh, glory. I wouldn't be surprised if he broke through the sky and came back at that moment. It positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. What greater miracle can you receive than Jesus coming back and you caught up to meet him in the air? And then it encourages others who hear you, give more praise to God. Who knows? In that one split second, as you're praising God like never before, as people are praising God never before, people in the stadium may just repent unto God right then. Lord, forgive me, and go to praising God like never before. And right then, they're saved. It encourages others who hear you praising God like that. It encourages others to praise God as never before. So you might be one of the ones who wins a lost soul to Christ in the split second before Jesus comes back. And he does them like this thief on the cross. This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. God bless you. I've talked enough tonight. That's my message to you tonight. Amen. No special title, but just think about some of the things that the Lord has been saying unto you. And be blessed, my brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's still the Holy Ghost. Somebody want to say something before we close here? Line's open to you, too. Anybody? God bless you.
Gosh, but we all is healed.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
We enjoyed that. We enjoyed the pep talk there and the encouragement. And may God bless you. And I just wanted to share a little something with you. I had gotten an email from the blog community, and they were reminding and encouraging, too, that they are listening. They are listening every time we come on. They are listening to every broadcast. We have quite a few dedicated listeners, our community, our audience. They are dedicated listeners, and they listen from all over the world. And they just said to let us know that they are listening, and they are listening to every broadcast, and they are listening to every word. So be encouraged. Rather, they believe it or not. Remember Jesus? He rose from the dead. A lot of people did not believe that he got up, but he did. And, you know, a lot may not believe that it's that many listeners. But, you know, I believe it's that and a whole lot more. And it's not, that is definitely not a difficult thing or an impossibility, because when you think of computers that are all over the world, and you think of the internet, you think of the World Wide Web, I mean, 90 million, that's just a small drop in the bucket. And that can just, so it's so easy for that to happen. I mean, wow, 90 million, that's a small drop in the bucket compared to how many people there are in the world. And the Internet is, I'm telling you, it is huge. It is huge. And we thank God for our audience of listeners. And I do believe, it, because it can so easily be done because of how the Internet and the World Wide Web is set up. And we give God the praise. And we thank God for you. You're reaching way more people than you have an idea. And they are listening, and they are committed listeners. And for the folks who don't believe it, no, we'll just pray for them. But I guarantee you, if someone were to put it to a test, I'm telling you, the whole world, they would hear from them. we just thank the Lord. But we are encouraged, and we're excited about what God is doing. And He's doing some incredible things. So you stay encouraged, because God is doing it. And we all appreciate your work and labor of love. And one day the manifestation will come forth, because when they're given a reason to change over from being listeners to be able to be active participants, I'm telling you. And in the meantime, keep on doing. You're doing an excellent job. Keep on allowing God to use you. God bless you, sir. We appreciate you so much. Back to you.
God bless you. All right, we're ready to go on. Always trying to be mindful of others and mindful of your family time. So thank you. You've been on here with us. God bless you, all of you. And I want to get you some family time. Amen. May you spend some family time. If you want to get you a good warm bath or a warm shower, or watch television a little bit and sit in the chair and nod a little while. Whatever your thing is, whatever you do to relax. Try to do it with your family if you can. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Anybody else want to say something? I know I'm not the only one who has a vision or who has a word. You can talk to
okay. Oh, praise God. I'm Patricia. I was going through something a little earlier, and I called Prophetess Baker, and she invited me on a prayer line, and this is my second time on. I'm just grateful I'm here in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, my God. So it's Patricia. It's going to be all right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I missed a message this morning, which you had heard it, on the prayer line. I've been doing a revival on the prayer line. I'm going to do another week next week. I think the Lord told me to do another week. This is unusual, but it's the Lord told me to do it. But it was called Take Six Steps and Dance. Amen. I believe it's for you. David did that. Remember when David brought the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem? Amen. They didn't want him to do it, but he took six steps and sacrificed unto the Lord, and then began to praise God everywhere. And when he got back to Jerusalem, he took six steps and danced. His wife got jealous because he was dancing so erratically and his clothes were coming off. But David was praising God with all his might. And the thing that you're going through now, I'm telling you, you can praise your way through it. And God will give you a miracle. Just praise your way through it. Do what the enemy doesn't want you to do. You're going through and He doesn't expect you to praise God when you know you don't have the money to pay this and to pay that. And you go to praising God just like it's already paid. Let me tell you something. You'll praise your way to a miracle. Praise will move God to do things like it's never done before. Amen.
Yes.
And I'll give you an example. Solomon did something for God, and it moved him so he built God a house. And he moved him so God stopped and came down and said, Solomon, what you want? Amen. And God blessed him bountifully. But just learn to praise your way through that storm. That was one of my points this morning. Learn how to praise him when you're in the midst of a storm, when you're being bruised. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm beginning.
My Lord.
When you're being wounded. Oh, my God, I see you now. My God. Your heart has been so bruised, my God, and so wounded. But in the name of Jesus, God said to me, that whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I bind that thing. The enemy has come. Oh, I was talking to you when I said Jesus told Peter, the devil wishes to sift you as wheat.
Yes,
but I have prayed for you. Jesus said, I have prayed for you. You're one of the ones I was talking to. And the devil shall not sift you as wheat, because you've got the Lord on your side praying for you. And he's putting saints now on your side praying for you. What is your full name?
Latricia Denson.
I want to call it before the Lord. Lord, I don't know what I've ever asked you for that you didn't really do. I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for the glory of God that you look on this precious, precious, precious evangelist, Latricia Benson, who has a calling on her life like she doesn't even know. That's why the devil's been working on you so hard. It's because you got a special calling on your life that will take you up to new levels. And the enemy knows it, and he's trying to block it with everything he can, because you're going to make a dent in his kingdom. The blood of Jesus. Lord, cover this woman with the blood. Hold your hands out, Evangelist Patricia. God, put the blood of Jesus all over her hands. And I ask that you let those hands now, instead of representing her, but let those hands represent you. Give her the gift of laying on hands. And when she lays his hands on people, they won't understand what happens to them. But what happens is that these are no longer the hands of Patricia. But they're the hands of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
When she touches people, God, and lays hands on them, let the anointing flow through her. Not to build her up, but to build Jesus up. If I be lifted up, Jesus said, I will draw all men unto me. Let this be so, Lord. And all these things that the enemy has been bringing against her, snatching this from you and snatching that from you, that he may distract you and try to sift you as wheat. It's not going to work. Yeah. It's not going to work. Because God now has double covered you with the blood of Jesus. You were covered before, but now the blood of Jesus is on you even more. The power of God is upon you. Do you have a sister?
Yes, I have sisters.
How many do you have?
My mom has two, and my dad has. Yes.
Well, let me just say this to you. It's not important.
I have seven.
It's one of them that you're going to lay hands on. She's going to be divinely healed. Yeah. It's going to be the Lord establishing you even among your family. She's going to be divinely healed because the enemy is trying to sift her through sickness. But if you would go and lay your hands on her,
you're
going to be divinely healed. And the power of God in those hands that are representing the Lord now, it will cause a healing in her body like never before. Do it in the name of Jesus, and you'll see it in the past. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, all of you, God bless you. Thank you. Lord, thank you for your blessings on this blog line tonight. And bless the people who are the owners of the blog line. Bless their family. Help them in every way, everything they put their hands on, let them be successful. Just simply because they allow you to get all this praise and the glory of God be lifted up through this blog now. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful night, everybody. Amen. Let's see if I can get this to play. I got a feeling everything will be all right. Amen. This is to you, Sister Patricia, and all those who are going through storms. No matter what the devil is trying to do, just know that God is going to bring it out and make it. Oh, glory. All right, all right. If I can get it to play. Amen. There's such anointing on these songs until the enemy will let these CDs play a little while and then they won't play because he won't try to stop the anointing. But I'm going to have to get it. This is about the third or fourth CD player that I bought. And every time they will stop playing, all I play on them is the anointing of God in here. And it wears them wears about every time. Amen. That's why I know it must be something in the anointing because the enemy will let the CD players stop playing. This is about the third one I bought, as I said before. But I'm going to get another one. And when it wears out, we're going to get another one. Amen. Because look like the devil can't stand you to play the anointing door. Because if you do, something happens to it always. Amen. God bless you. Let me just sing a little bit for you. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Oh, I got a feeling be all right. You believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. Amen. No matter what the enemy says, God's going to let it be all right. Everything is going to be all right. And
yeah.
I say that to everybody all around the world, in your city, in your habit, in your village, in your community, we got a feeling that God's going to let it be all right. God bless you. Well, we'll meet up with you next time. The Lord bless you and keep you. And may you have a wonderful night. God bless the people. Amen, I ask it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen, amen and amen. Amen. Have a wonderful amen. Night. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.